With reporting or documentaries, you can either inform or you can educate your audience. My next guest via his new show on Comedy Central does the second of those two options. Rather than observing and sharing from a distance, he goes up close and experiences what the people in his focus each week are dealing with or try to accomplish. The show is called Klepper, which airs Thursdays at 10:30 p.m. Eastern Time on Comedy Central. And here to give us a guided tour of what to expect is the host, Jordan Klepper. Thanks for being here today, sir.
Thanks for having me, Chris.
What's your purpose with each episode? What are you trying to do for, well, having seen some of the trailers, the viewers as well as the people and the cause that you're putting the focus on?
I want to take people to the front lines. I think it's pretty easy to stay at home. I was behind a desk and on my couch watching people tell me about the movements that were happening in America. And this was an opportunity to kind of go to some of those and see day in and day out how hard it is for people to make change. And so, you know, I got to see veterans dealing with PTSD. I got to see environmentalists hopping in boats and protesting the pipeline. I got to see Native American artists who are struggling for visibility. It was important for me to get to see these stories and also be a part of the struggle in some way. And so I'm hoping an audience can laugh at my foibles, be inspired by some of the hardworking folks out there, and also just see how difficult yet inspiring it can be for people who are trying to get stuff done out there.
As far as your role going into each of these stories, situations, causes, do you try to be a person of knowledge that's guiding the viewer, or were you more the viewer looking to learn as much as you could before you can come to a decision?
Yeah, I've never referred to myself as a person of knowledge. I've asked for people to refer to me as that, but it rarely sticks. I think what I see myself as the viewer, as somebody who might be at home, who cares about these things, who cares about our country and some of these issues, and would like to be out there but isn't. So I approach these, you know, with awareness of what the story is, but try to let the story tell itself. Try to let these people explain why they're out there doing what they're doing. And I also try to ride along with them, you know, if not an activist alongside with them, I'm at least along for the ride to see just what their day-to-day looks like. And so hopefully the audience gets to experience that with me as well and just see how difficult it can be sometimes.
Again, having seen some of the trailers and the previews, there's three type of people when you get to an issue. You got the people in favor, the people against, and you have the fence sitters, which I hate fence sitters. I mean, make a choice, figure out, learn something, and decide what to do. So I think your show, Klepper, is going to really bring those fence sitters down to one side or the other.
Well, I mean, I think what we tried to do when we were picking topics, like, we wanted to pick big issues that people care about, but you realize once you go and focus on one specific issue, a lot of the partisan bickering does start to fade away, and it becomes about this one specific problem and how people can work towards that. So we did, you know, a story on veterans who are dealing with PTSD, and they dealt with that by professional wrestling. And as we started going in with, like, how are we treating our veterans? How can civilians connect with folks who fought for this country, and are we doing enough from a governmental point of view? Like, it didn't get into a left says this and a right says this argument. It got into a, how do we take care of these folks who put their lives on the line? And so it was sort of nice. We had those moments where it didn't feel like it was partisan bickering. It was just, I care about this person. Let's hear what they have to say.
Starting with Jordan Klepper, whose new show, Klepper, is airing Thursdays, 10:30 p.m. Eastern on Comedy Central. You can get a sneak peek too at cc.com/shows/Klepper, and you are listening to Issues and Ideas. Related note too, with veterans, you also go into a story down the line about deported veterans who had promises go back on them. Basically, if I understand the storyline right, it was non-citizens who served and they were promised citizenship, which I've said for years now, if you're here undocumented, illegal, and you serve in the military, it's a complicated process for legal citizenship, but if you do that, you go right to the front of the line.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's exactly what it is. I mean, these are non-citizens who are promised citizenship. For some reason or another, each had different stories, didn't get the citizenship, and then were convicted of a crime, did their time, and then when they got out, instead of going back into society, they were kicked out. And so it was a story I heard I had not heard of, and it was shocking, just this general idea of we're kicking veterans out of this country. And I thought for us, it was a unique way to look at how we treat our veterans and also the immigration system and see, is this a divisive issue? And as we followed along with the person who's trying to raise awareness for it, and as we even went to Tijuana to talk to those veterans who couldn't get back to see their family, you realize, like, this was another one that, like, no matter, was it red or blue, everybody was like, vets, we need to support our vets. And that being able to put your life on the line for your country supersedes immigration status. It was heartening to see that. You know, as a guy coming in from New York, I'd walk into a bar and a guy would be wearing a Make America Great Again hat, and I'd have my assumptions about what his take on somebody who is a non-citizen trying to get back to this country. And once you heard the word vet, everybody was on board.
You also touch on the space program in a future show that's going to air on June 20th, and it's a disappointment where how far we've fallen, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, I grew up wanting to be an astronaut, and so I've always had a dream of what America can do as far as our space program goes. And you have the 50th anniversary of Apollo 11, and for us, it was a reminder of this amazing thing we did as a nation. We came together, we achieved the impossible. And so for that episode, I wanted to look at this Mars race. It's like, where are we? We've let billionaires come in and fund the American space race. But you have places like China that are landing on the dark side of the moon. And I pose the question, are we still that great country that we were 50 years ago? And do we care about getting to places like Mars that seem impossible? And it's really interesting to sit down. I sat down with former astronaut Scott Kelly and talked with a multimillionaire who's trying to fund programs that could exist on the moon and just see, like, am I going to get my own moonshot / Mars shot? And I hope I get to see it in my lifetime.
That would be cool to know. But think about this, though. If it wasn't for Klepper, you would not have an arrest record.
that is very true.
I mean, how many show hosts can make that claim and put that on their resume?
I think very few. This is where, you know, let's separate the men from the chaff. And I am no longer chaff. I am a man with an arrest record. I went down to Atlanta. I covered a story about these undocumented students and DACA students who were denied the ability to go to a few public colleges in Georgia. And I stood up with other faith leaders and teachers in protest, and they threw me in jail for it. So the things you do for linear television nowadays.
That's why I said in the introduction, hosts can do one or two things, tell you a story from afar or get up close and give you the read details and the lessons from a story, and that's what Jordan does with Klepper. Thursdays, 10:30 p.m. Eastern. You can go to cc.com/shows/Klepper and follow along as the stories develop. And Jordan's also on Twitter at Jordan Klepper. Jordan, it's going to be an interesting show. It's not just about issues. You bring the people factor into the issues that you talk about. That's an important part of the education process, too. Thanks for doing that, for being here today.
Of course. Thanks for having me, Chris.